Studio spokesman Marshall Moore said the facility near Quinn's Junction is in a bit of a hiatus. They have nearly completed enough episodes for the first season of Yellowstone.
So they've completed like 8 episodes or so, or partial first season. But Kevin Costner, who's the lead in the show, was under contract to go do a movie elsewhere at the first of the year. So they weren't able to entirely complete a first season before the Christmas break. So at some point in the next month or so, we'll start seeing a return to some of the crew coming back. And maybe by April, they'll be able to complete those episodes and complete a first season. The show actually airs in June 20th, 2018, on the brand new Paramount Network.
Okay, formerly Spike TV, so cable programming?
Yes, indeed.
He said the studio has got just about all the bells and whistles for a TV production.
When a show of this size, a network television show that has 200, 250 people are looking for a home with a certain type of terrain nearby that match, let's say, the title of the show, which is Yellowstone. So obviously we're doing a little work with back and forth with the state of Montana. But the locations and having the size of facility where they could build sets on 3 different sound stages, they could have 24,000 square feet of office space, they could have 320 parking spaces, all of that made for a nice home for them, a place unique to anywhere else. So that in and of itself and the competitive incentive program that the state of Utah offers to draw them here was a big part in that.
Moore added that Taylor Sheridan, the writer, director, creator for the series, now lives in Park City. Sheridan's acclaimed film Wind River was also shot at the studio and in the surrounding area and premiered last year at Sundance. Moore said it also helps that the facility is equipped for post-production work.
Well, that's the beauty of the studio, too, that we can not only host production, but they have their editorial facilities set up there, too. So easy for Taylor to pop off the set, take a look at what they've shot the day before or an assemblage of certain scenes and be able to productively work out of the facility without having to travel anywhere else.
Moore said the TV show employs some 200 to 250 actors and crew, and up to 45% of those people are Utahns. And counting extras, he said they're employing thousands of people. We asked him what's the overall economic impact of the series.
Well, the only economic impact that I can address really is what they put in their application for an incentive, which was about $20 million to the local economy, which resulted in the state approving a rebate for them of up to 25% of that back based on local job creation and goods and services that they use within the state of Utah. So that money is pre-approved, but only paid upon the performance of paying out the money first.
Other activity at the studio includes recent events hosted for Sundance.
Yellowstone had all 3 stages. They cleared a stage for us. We were able to host a number of events there, tours, film industry showcase. We have a couple of commercials that we're going to try to fit in before Yellowstone comes back. But really, Yellowstone has rented the entire facility wall to wall at least through May right now. That's about all I can speak to. Would you agree, Gary?
Yeah, that's where we're at now. We're in negotiations for season 2, but they haven't picked that up yet.
Utah Film Studios spokesman Marshall Moore, along with owner Gary Crandall. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.